Judiciary. Chief Justice Martha Coombe has commissioned a multi-sectoral working group which aims to prioritize access to justice on environmental and climate change-related matters in Nairobi County. The working group will prioritize access to justice on environment and climate change-related matters through a multi-sectoral approach. The CJ noted that the judiciary is committed to tackling environmental challenges, especially climate change, by incorporating green justice principles. This involves embedding environmental sustainability into operations, procedures, and decision-making processes, including both administrative and judicial actions. The working group comprises key stakeholders in the environment and planning sector. This is laudable because collaboration and coordination in delivering of services are not just constitutional obligations but also integral to our focus on putting the people at the center of all our actions, said the Chief Justice. She urged members of the working group to continually work towards nurturing a culture of inter-agency consultation and collaboration, creating synergies among stakeholders to expedite and enhance service delivery, especially where environment and climate change-related matters are concerned. The CJ lauded the working group for incorporating alternative justice systems, AJS, in resolving disputes filed in the division. She noted that AJS had proved to be instrumental in deepening access to justice as it allows the elders and members of the community to unearth and work towards resolving the root cause of conflict and promote reconciliation, therefore ensuring the peaceful coexistence of our communities. Environment and Land Court, ELC, Principal Judge, Justice Oscar Angote observed that the creation of the working group marked a significant milestone in the continuous efforts to advance environmental protection, promotion of sustainable development and adaptation to the realities of climate change. He noted that the initiative was a direct outcome of the commitments made at the ELC at 10 conference held in December 2022 in Kilifi County. The Environment and Planning, EP, Division Presiding Judge, Justice Anne Omolo acknowledged that the law should not only punish but it should educate and inform each to play our role singularly and jointly on matters environmental protection, climate change adaptation and planning our spaces. The working group, which is headed by the head of the EP Division Nairobi, comprises 2 ELC EP Division judges, 4 other judges from various counties across the country and representatives of key stakeholders. It is charged with identifying the root causes of disputes in environmental and planning matters by understanding the contributing legal and environmental factors. It further aims to develop comprehensive guidelines and best practices for fair and efficient resolution processes, educate the public and stakeholders about their rights and responsibilities, and promote inclusivity by engaging with diverse constituencies such as women, children, the elderly, persons with disabilities, indigenous and minority communities, and residents of low-income areas. The Registrar of the Environment and Land Court, Rose Makungu, pledged unwavering support to the working group, adding that she will stand ready to provide technical assistance, facilitate access to legal resources, and offer guidance in navigating the intricacies of environment and planning issues and court processes.